Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But already has cooked up, but it's been not good. Terrell Austin, percent chance he's back.
I'd go about 50-50 here too, because last offseason, we heard Art Rooney preach about change if they could not go any further in the playoffs.
Right. And he'd be a convenient one to change, right?
I do think so.
Mike Tomlin, percent chance he's back.
I'd still say like 80.
Only 80 for Tomlin?
Well,
I'd say 100.
High chance.
Yeah. I'd say 100% that there's 0% chance that Art will move on from him, even though Art laid down the gauntlet after last season by saying, it's time we win playoff games. And I may be paraphrasing there. Okay, so what if they don't again? What if they get blown out again? I think a guy like Terrell Austin would be very convenient to change. But I don't think Artie has it in him to change the head coaching situation.
I think the only avenue it would be it's up to him. It's up to Mike himself.
Yes.
The only other avenue I would see is if you get a call from Ryan Poles in Chicago because he said, well, we're looking at any and all avenues. We'll trade 3 first-round picks for Mike Tomlin.
And Tomlin has a no-trade, believe it or not. Did you know that in his contract?
I did see that the other day.
So he would have to waive that, and that would be the best. If they wanted to move on, you move on there very cleanly and even helping your franchise by moving on very tangibly by bringing in draft picks, probably high ones.
That's the best way
Tomlin.
To do it.
It would be, I think that would be the best for all parties, but we'll see what happens tomorrow, Donnie. It's Ravens and Steelers, and they have a long, brutal, decorated, memorable history. And Sean, Don't Call Me Seth Meyers has our quiz show next. And it's all related to Ravens Steelers. Me against Donnie, Donnie against me, a clean slate. I won the regular season 5-4 with a very dramatic win when Ken Riley won the game for me last week. So we'll go at it next, and then our predictions here on Pomp and Joe. It's a Donnie Football Friday at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Meantime, you want to get a hold of Sean, Don't Call Me Seth Meyers, you can go to our text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ah, yes. The sweet sounds of a quiz show, Donnie. Could be a little traumatic for you after the way the last one went. You were on a roll.
I was on a run.
You were down 4-1 in the quiz show in games one, and you came back to tie it. You were pulling names out like Jordan Todd last week.
Jordan Todman.
Todman, yeah. I got him confused with Richard Todd, the old Jets quarterback. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. Net the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's a power hour here. The 1 o'clock hour before Steelers Ravens, we're at Studio B. Bowser Chevy in Monroeville having the time of our lives. Donnie has just eaten his lunch. He seems to be pumped for the quiz show. First,
he's about to eat your lunch with this quiz show, huh?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Although it depends on if you go back to the 70s, I'm in here. Sean, but there's an inner office squabble happening right now. Apparently, City Limits, who was out at the game last night in Florida, Penn State, Notre Dame, didn't want to hear any of Pony's taunts and blocked him on Twitter or blocked his text, blocked his calls. Donnie.
It sounds like the way that Sean described it during break, he blocked his number.
Wow, is that right, Sean? He blocked his phone number?
That's the rumor. Now, I texted City Limits last night, and he responded. I think he said, you're the only person I'm responding to. So he might have been getting swamped with some people that were
Donnie, you took
giving
a shot
a rough
at him.
Time.
Joe, you know what my what I had the thought of doing last night. Not what? Me texting him. I was going to text you to text him just limits.
Right.
After that field goal went in.
Right. You taunted him with one. You said something like, I haven't heard from you or something like that, didn't you? With a text this morning?
I don't think I said that.
No? What about when I put through the picks out there? I thought I threw today's picks out there.
You sent them just to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I said you have to send this to limits.
Okay. I thought that was your shot. Well, no. I'll send the photo of that to him just as a little shot. Where is he? He's got to join us for the picks.
He at 1:40. He might be on a plane right now.
Well, he should have bought the internet on the plane. All right, Donnie, here
like
we go.
You.
Yeah, like me. And get charged 3 times for it. You against me, me against you, Donnie. One-on-one, mano a mano. Let's go.
Are you the first? You're up first here? You won last week?
Yes, I am. Of course. It's the playoffs.
Okay, so I will preface this. I hope that these are fair in terms of their difficulty. I don't really know if they're easy. If
no worries, Sean.
Hard.
Don't worry about it. Everything's good. We have to deal with the circumstances. It's like weather conditions in a football game. Whatever the questions are, we got to get them right.
Okay. So, Joe, you're up first?
Yeah.
So, we are going – I went with the theme of the first 5 questions are all seasons where one of these teams went to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, we begin with the 2008 season – Ravens at Steelers. This was actually in January of 2009. It was the January 18th game. Steelers won 23-14.
Yeah.
You might remember that. So let's think of the Baltimore side of things on offense. A running back, no surprise, led the Ravens in rushing yards. You would expect that. Another running back, a different player, led them in receiving yards in that game. Can you name the player who led them in rushing and the player who led them in receiving who was also a running back?
Ray Rice. Was Ray Rice there then? I'll say Ray Rice and I don't remember the other guy. I quit. Donnie?
I have a pretty good feeling of one of them. I believe Willis McGahee.
Willis McGahee, of course.
Of them. And was it LaRon McClain?
Okay, so first off, neither one of you have gotten this completely correct. So how do we adjudicate this? Do you want me to tell you the answer at this point?
Did either one of us get one right?
Yes.
Who?
But you do have to specify, well, neither one of you specified who led in rushing and who led in receiving.
McGahee led in rushing.
That is correct.
Give Donnie the point.
Donnie, you get the point.
Alrighty.
Congrats, Donnie. You're off to a good start.
Thank
Next.
You, Joe.
Okay, so keeping in the theme of Super Bowl seasons, the 2005 season, Steelers at Ravens, they played on November 20th, 2005. Baltimore won this one in overtime, 16-13. Donnie, do you remember this game?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, so there were only 2 total touchdowns scored in the game. Tommy Maddox threw one of them for the Steelers in the 4th quarter to tie the game. Who was on the receiving end of that touchdown?
2005 Steelers. I'm just going to go with Heath Miller.
That is incorrect.
Cedric Wilson.
That is incorrect.
Was it Hines Ward?
Do I give you the answer at this point, or do we keep...
No, we keep going until somebody gets it.
It was not Hines Ward.
Antoine Randall-El.
It was not Antoine Randall-El.
Donnie?
Willie Parker.
It was fast Willie Parker with the touchdown reception.
Son of a Boris Yeltsin. All right, Donnie's up 2-0. Next.
All right, Joe, you got this one. 2010 season, of course, that's the Super Bowl the Steelers did not win. Mm-hmm. Ravens at Steelers. This was a playoff game, divisional round. It was January 15th, 2011. The Steelers,
yes, I
course,
remember. I was in Buffalo watching with my dad and my sister.
They won 31-24. James Harrison had a terrific game, right? We remember his 3 sacks.
Yeah.
He did not lead the Steelers in tackles, however. Who did?
The Farrier Pigeon, James Farrier.
That is incorrect.
I hate you. No, actually, I like you. I usually say that to limits. It's just a natural reaction when I'm angry.
How about Lawrence Timmons?
Donnie is correct.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You want to guess how many tackles?
No.
I'll go 11.
9.
All right, it's 3-0, Donnie. If he gets the next one, he clinches before we ever get to the big round.
And then it'll just be for fun.
Yeah.
For pride.
But I've been known to make dramatic comebacks, Donnie.
All right, Donnie. 2000 season. Of course, this led to a Ravens championship. Steelers at Ravens. They played.
What year?
2000.
2000.
Okay. Yep.
This was October 29th of 2000. And the Steelers actually won this game. They handed Baltimore one of their losses that season. It was a low-scoring affair, 9-6. So Hines Ward had the Steelers' touchdown from Cordell Stewart. However, the PAT was failed. Who kicked the winning field goal for the Steelers in the third quarter that gave them that ultimately the 9-6 victory?
2000. I'm going to say Chris Brown.
Donnie, that is correct. A 24-yarder for Chris Brown proved the difference.
You get 3 points off of Chris Brown's toe.
But you only get one for that question. It's 4-0, so I need to get a question right here or I'm done.
All right, we'll go pretty recent, Joe, relatively talking. The 2012 season.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers at Ravens. Of course, this was a Super Bowl season for Baltimore. The team
this
played
is unbelievable. He's picking obscure Ravens-Steelers games,
Donnie.
What do you mean? These are obscure games.
No,
I thought
Steelers,
we were going
Ravens
in their playoff history here. I'm sorry. I'm just angry.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
They played December 2nd, 2012. The Steelers won by a field goal, 23-20. Two Steelers running backs combined for just about every carry in the game. They had 25 carries, just shy of 100 yards, and a touchdown. Can you name the dubious duo of Steelers running backs in that game?
2012.
Yes.
2012. Jonathan Dwyer and Isaac Redman.
That is absolutely correct, Joe.
Thank you.
Red
and now
Zone
I'm back
Redman.
In the game. Here we go, Donnie. Once again, I've done this. Are we down to the final question, Sean?
So we have one more regular, and then you do the
oh, all right. Then this is important because
yes.
Donnie can clinch here.
This is
all
question right. number six. Now, I will preface, if you guys hate this question, I do have a standby one. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Who goes first here, me or him?
Me.
Okay. Well, this is not good. All right.
The Ravens moved to Baltimore, of course, for the 1996 season.
Yeah.
They are currently in M&T Bank Stadium, which has changed names quite a bit. That was 1998 when they moved into that venue, meaning that they played somewhere else for the first 2 years. Where did they play in 96 and 97?
Crap. The way Joe just looked at me, he absolutely knows the answer. I don't. I gotta go with like some old school name, like Municipal Stadium or something.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Memorial Stadium.
Yes, the Baltimore Memorial Stadium.
Here we go, Steve. Here we go. Here we go, Donnie. It's happening again.
Okay.
I don't know how I do this, Sean. My team was demoralized. We were walking off the field and the game was done. And it takes one little spark, one little play, and we're down to the final play of the game.
You could pull a Lamar Jackson here and win this one at the buzzer if your vision is correct.
All right. This is sort of, I get the right of first refusal here. All right, dudes, let's go.
Okay. So this is a game where you predict how many you can get correctly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So. From what I saw, 30 players have played in a game, both for the Steelers and Ravens. Not just on the roster, but had to have played in a game. Half of those, meaning 15 of the 30, were defensive players primarily. How many of those players who played for both the Steelers and Ravens defensively can you name out of 15?
Since 96.
Yeah, since it's actually the Baltimore Ravens.
We're going to have to put a time limit on our answers here.
Mm-hmm.
So each one you get like 5 seconds, okay? How many of those 15 can I name? I can name 7.
I'm going to say go for it.
Oh, you son of a Boris Nelson.
You get way more than 5 seconds.
I thought I was going to trick
here,
Donnie
Joe.
Into saying I can name 8 and I couldn't do it.
I'm going to call your bluff, Joe.
Wow. All right, let's go. You ready? Limit? Sean?
Sure.
Okay. The stiff that came in here, Wormley.
That's 1.
Patrick Queen.
2.
Now I'm in trouble. Now I'm in trouble, Don. Yeah, you got to start the count off. 5-4. Steelers and Ravens. Is somebody counting on me? Somebody count.
Do you want me to count, Sean?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, 5.
Deshaun Elliott.
4.
That's 3.
Okay, count again.
5.
Oh, boy, I'm panicking.
4.
Bill,
no. 3, 2, 1.
That little guy, the little safety, he's little.
Got to give the name here, Joe. I'm buying you some time.
I forget. No.
Joe,
I can't name him.
That I got incorrect. Him, baby.
I quit.
Was it Arthur Mollett?
Arthur Mollett was the guy I was thinking of.
I was surprised you didn't jump right on Woodson either.
No, Woodson's the obvious one. I'm panicked here, Donnie. I tried to play a strategic game. Here's what I thought. Because you are very good at those types of questions, I thought you'd get cocky and say, I'll outname you there. You won the game right there. Congratulations. That was a good play
by you. Thank you, Joe. That was a fun one. You had a fun little comeback going there.
You guys want to hear some of the other names?
Yes.
On the list? Mm-hmm. Okay, alphabetical order. Chris Carter, not that one. Deshaun Elliott.
From the Post-Gazette? Okay.
Yes. LJ Fort.
Oh, yeah.
Corey,
he was good.
Corey Ivey.
Yeah.
Steven Johnson, a current Raven. Desmond King.
Oh, yeah, the corner.
Yeah.
Carnell Lake.
What? He went to Baltimore?
Apparently.
Did you know that, Donnie?
I didn't know that. I would not have guessed
Arthur Mollett.
Yeah, he was
Jeremiah allowed. Moon.
Bad Moon Rising.
Bad Moon Rising.
Jerry Olsofsky.
Yeah.
Patrick Queen, John Simon, Jarrell Williams, Rod Woodson, and Chris Wormley.
How many could you have named, Donnie, realistically?
Probably around that same number you gave. Maybe six or seven.
If I had said five, what would you have said? I can name five.
I probably would have gone for it.
Okay. I went a little high. All right. Good game. Really
a
good game.
That was a fun one.
Thank you, Sean. Wonderful questions. I thought that they got better, honestly, as the game went on.
Thank you, guys.
The ones I got right were your best ones.
Red Zone Redmond and John Dwyer.
That was a big answer.
That was.
I had momentum
Do you
there.
Guys want the bonus question? Just
yes.
for fun?
Yes, we do. Sure.
First meeting ever between these teams was in 1996, September 8th. What was the quarterback matchup?
1996. 1996.
Think it was maybe the second game of that season.
Was it, I'm going to guess, Testaverde and Tom Zach.
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
Bang, yeah. baby.
Wow.
Vinny Testaverde.
Wow. I'm speechless on that one.
That was a good pull right there.
Donnie. That put an emphasis on your win today. That really did. Tom Zach against Testaverde. I would not have gotten old.
What many. A bad. What was the score of that game?
Yeah, 7-1.
7-2, I think. No, I'll have to investigate that, but I would imagine it was one of the many low-scoring games these teams have played.
All right, Donnie. Good game. Next up, put your money where your mouth is, your mouth where your money is, however that goes. We're going to take a look at every single wild card game, including this one. And I'm going to give you some over-unders for Steelers-Ravens, plus the remaining college football game, which is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be, of course, one more after that, but we don't know yet who that'll be, so we can't say who's going to win and by how much.
31-17 Steelers over Ravens with those quarterbacks.
Tom Zach with
helm.
A big day.
Yeah.
All right. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie, you have a message for the people.
I do. Thank you, Joe. Hey, guys, it's Donnie Football here. Even if your team doesn't score, there's always another way. That's with the Bet Parks app. Playing all of your favorite casino games, blackjack, craps, poker. How about slots themed after hit TV shows like Peaky Blinders and Breaking Bad? Right now, join me, Malzi, Black and Gold alums like Max Starks and Charlie Batch, on the Bet Parks team. Another big college football game tonight and a whole weekend of pro football playoff action, including your Black and Gold being big underdogs tomorrow night in Baltimore. Bet on more than the score, player performances, touchdowns, and more. New users, download the Bet Parks app right now. Get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Play all of those favorite casino games. Bet on all of your favorite sports. Casino bonus must be wagered. See betparks.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan, Maryland, or Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's picks time, Joe. It is picks time.
Why don't you tell everybody who's already off to a 1-0 lead in the playoffs?
That is you.
Yes, it is. Luckily for picking Notre Dame. What do I know? I just picked Notre Dame because you guys picked Penn State, and there you go. It was a 50-50 game. But I am ahead of 1-0. Now, Limits, I sent him the games. He's on a flight right now. So I text him the games. I say, Limits, can you give up your picks? And I gave him all the games. He texts back, I'm in the air. I said, I know, but obviously you have texting capability since you just texted me you're in the air. Send us the games, City Limits. So it remains to be seen if we're going to get him to...
No, he did text you back.
Oh, okay.
He sent his picks.
Very good. He did. All right, let's go.
All righty, Joe. The first game, the college game tonight. Ohio State -5 against Texas. I will give Limits' pick here. I'll give mine, and then you can go for this one. Otherwise, we will alternate. So Limits picks Ohio State. I will also pick Ohio State. I think Texas is the only team that can actually beat them, but I am picking Ohio State to win this game and cover. The way they've looked, they've just been borderline unbelievable in the first two rounds of this playoff.
Well, that Michigan game sticks in my craw. That was so strange. And I think, as with every sport, styles make the fight, Donnie, right? So can Texas do some of what Michigan did? They got a big offensive tackle, Cam Williams, who didn't play last game, who is playing this game. If they can run the ball a little bit on Ohio State, just a little bit, then I think they have a shot. I do. Because Michigan just out-physicaled them, and I thought Ohio State beat themselves by bogging themselves down. But that's sticking in my craw. So you know what? I'm going to take Texas. I think people have now gone overboard the other way on Ohio State. I'm going to take Texas to cover, but still lose the game.
Interesting, Joe. Maybe Limits, maybe Limits and I can even you up after tonight. We'll save Steelers-Ravens for our last one. This next one, Joe, I will give you first crack. Your Bills -9 at home Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Denver Broncos.
This one makes me very, very nervous. And for these reasons, the Broncos led the NFL in sacks. Patrick Surtain basically shut down half the field. He's like Revis Island in his prime. And their quarterback is really good, even though he's young. And their coach is better than McDermott. That's a lot of advantages they have in this game. But the Bills have Josh Allen. So the Bills are going to win the game, but it's going to be late, and they're not going to cover. I'm taking the Broncos to cover here.
I can sense you really are a little bit worried about
this.
Yeah,
there's a lot happening
here. It's not just a put-on or anything. You're worried about your Bills.
Yeah, I just hope that the stage is too big for Bo Nix, but I think that kid has star quality, so I'm not sure that's going to be the case. I'm not sure about that. They're going to cover in this game.
I have that odd feeling, too. I'm going to take Denver with that big spread. Not quite the biggest spread of wild card weekend. That belongs to the Steelers, which, again, we will get to last in these picks. So I will be with you and take the Broncos +9 points in this game. Limits is going with the Bills, trusting in Josh Allen to win the game big. Next game, Chargers -3 at the Texans, the game that kicks off wild card weekend. Limits going with the Chargers. I am also going with the Chargers. The Texans, they're going to want to prove some people wrong. Sure, they may feel a bit disrespected. They're a home team. They're a 3-point dog in this game. I do think, as goofy and as quirky as he may be, Jim Harbaugh is a hell of a coach. He's gotten it done at both levels. And I think the Chargers are the type of team, they're dangerous in the playoffs, not just in this round, but I think they provide a whole lot of scare into the team that they may see next. Give me the Chargers -3 here, Joe.
So can I pick a push or no? Is that against the rules?
I guess that's a lie. You guys make the rules.
If it's not a push, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so you're taking
I think
a
this
push
is or... right on the money. I think this is a push, and that's what I'm picking.
There we go. Eagles -5. Against the Packers. This game in Philly. Jalen Hurts, it looks like he will play. Joe, you have the first crack here.
What about Jordan Love? What's his status for this game?
I think he's good to go. He had the dinged up hand, though, in that season finale.
There's something about that that really bothers me. I think Matt LaFleur is a great coach, and I picked Jordan Love to be the MVP of the league this year. He fell short of that, but he came on. They're sort of a quietly good team. I just think the Eagles are too good, and now they're rested. they had time to rest up for this. Everybody seems to be angry at the Eagles all the time, even though they win almost every week. I think they're going to win by 10 in this game. I think they may have the best roster in all of football.
I do love the Eagles roster, but there's something about how the Packers and how Jordan Love specifically impressed me last season when they got to the playoffs, because that was a team that went in as the 7 seed. They became the first 7 seed to ever beat the 2 once that was instituted into the league, and they blew out the Cowboys on the road. I mean, they made the game look like a laugher, and then they go into San Francisco that next week. They should have won that game, if you recall.
Yes, they should have.
Jordan Love absolutely outplayed Brock Purdy in the game. If it's not for a couple of shanked field goals, the Packers would have won. They would have beaten the number 2 and the number 1 seed in the NFC playoffs. I'm actually going to take Packers here to cover this spread. I think it's a much closer game. I think it's perhaps the best game of the weekend. Limits is with me on this one. He is taking the Packers on the Sunday 4:30 slate. Sunday night football. The Buccaneers at home, a field goal favorite against the Commanders. I will go first here. I'm going to take Washington. I think this is an opportunity where we don't see it happen often. It's been a while. I actually think you could look back and check me on this. I think Russell Wilson is the last rookie quarterback to win a first-round playoff game. He did it against another rookie, RG3, back in 2012. I think Jaden,
in the whole league, the last rookie to win a playoff game? Really?
There might have been.
Didn't Brock Purdy?
Was he a rookie?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would have been Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Wait, I think it may have been on the road. A rookie quarterback to win a playoff game on the road.
Okay, on the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
good.
So I kind of messed that up there. So that's what Jaden Daniels would have to do. I think he actually does it. I think we see the league's rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels, actually outshine Baker Mayfield on Sunday night. I'm going to take the Commanders because I think they win this thing outright. Limits again with me on this. He has the Commanders.
What's the spread?
3.
I'm taking the Bucs. And I know I'm taking a risk there because they've been wildly all over the place. They have some good wins. They have some horrible losses. You never know what you're getting offensively. But, man, if they're right and you have Mike Evans healthy, which he is, you've had some other guys incorporated now who are playing pretty well since Godwin went out, and you have 41 touchdown Baker Mayfield, I like the Bucs.
Monday night, Vikings -2 against the Rams. This will be the game due to the tragedies going on in L.A. This game got moved to Arizona. We had Nick Costos on earlier. He said, well, they don't really have home field advantage anyway.
Good point.
So that is a reason why we've seen the line move a little bit. It was just a point. It's been around 2 or 2.5 points as of right now. You have the first crack at this one, Joe. It's Minnesota -2.
This is the
LA
one I'm most sure of, other than Steelers Ravens, and that's that the Rams are going to win this game outright. Sean McVay is a great coach. Matthew Stafford is healthy, and that's bad news. Puka Nacua healthy. Cooper Kupp healthy. They got 2 guys on the all-defensive rookie team. You know, the Rams, a lot of people predicted their demise because their GM was so gung-ho about trading first-round picks. F the first-round picks, he said. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now look, they make so many other good picks that they really didn't have a rebuild after their Super Bowl year or years. They went to a couple. They're back as a division winner. They're still very dangerous, and they've incorporated young talent like Nacua and the 2 kids on defense. They're a really good team. They're going to win.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. Technically on the road here. They're playing as the road team. This will be a neutral site, though, as I said. I'm going to take Minnesota. I think it is actually Brian Flores' defense that shines a little bit in this game.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold was knocked down a couple of pegs last week. A lot of people came out of the woodwork after he had a terrific season for the first 17 weeks. It was like people couldn't wait to jump on. Well, it's same old for Sam Darnold in that loss against Detroit. I think the defense for Minnesota, who turned the ball over of Jared Goff last week in that first half especially, I think they can make a couple of splash plays. I'm going to take the Vikings -2. Limits is with me yet again.
All right, let's finish off here. But first, The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And as I mentioned, we are out here at Studio B in Monroeville. Much thanks, as always, to people here at Bowser Chevy. Donnie?
Here we go. Steelers and Ravens. The Ravens, 10-point favorites at home in the game tomorrow night. Do you want to start with this one, Joe?
Yeah, I'll make it simple, Donnie. The Ravens know that the Steelers can beat them. The Steelers know that the Steelers can beat the Ravens. Why? Because the Steelers almost always do. That's why. The Ravens know this is the team that knows them the best. This is the team that beats them the most. I think the Ravens will pull out a last-second win, but the Steelers will absolutely cover, and it won't be anything unusual. John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin have faced each other 37 times. 30 of those have been one-score games. I've never felt so good about a bet, Donnie.
Joe, I'm going the opposite way. I have felt all week like this would be a two-touchdown win for the Ravens. I haven't wavered a ton on it. Even with the Zay Flowers news, the betting market has showed the same thing. That market did not move. That betting line did not move. We had Nick Costos tell us it pretty much got bet more with the Zay Flowers news.
Yeah.
I am taking the Ravens to cover the 10 points. The Steelers have to prove it to me. They have to prove it to me that they are going to play a playoff game and be in it for real until the end, because it has been quite some time since we have seen that. Now, maybe they could hit a backdoor cover like we referenced that Jacksonville game. They score in the final second of the game, and it looks a lot closer than what it is. But they have to prove to me that they are able to hang around the whole time in this game with the Ravens. I'm going to stick to 34-20. Baltimore wins it.
I got 25-22. What did Limits have?
Limits did not give an actual score. He just put Ravens.
Ravens, okay. Donnie, it's been another great Donnie Football Friday. We have more football next week, no matter what. We'll be getting ready for some playoff games. See you, buddy. Thank you, Sean. Don't call me Seth Meyers. You're a wonderful man as well.
You guys are wonderful in addition to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Joe.
Let's talk about the joints of my big toes then. They were in pain for a lot of years. Was it arthritis? Was it gout? Nobody knew. I'm sure a lot of you have had foot situations misdiagnosed or not diagnosed, whatever phrase you want to use. That's where the Good Feet Store comes in. It's Quitter's Day, right? Today, happy Quitter's Day out there if you have a New Year's resolution. And I bet you some people are quitting because they wanted to walk or run or do some type of exercise and their feet hurt. Nothing will stop you faster than pain, whatever it might be, plantar fasciitis, pain and burning in the balls of your feet, needles in your heels. Again, mine was the joints of my big toes. That's where the Good Feet Foot Arch Support System comes in. It's customized to your foot, your shoe. You don't have to go out and get new shoes. None of that. It works. My pain is lessened. Yours could be too. I went to the store out by IKEA in Robinson Town Center. There's one in Cranberry Township, Route 19 North, next to Walgreens. There's one in Morgantown at the Suncrest Town Center. You can check it all out at goodfeet.com or come visit a store. Come on in. Try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief.